This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Sean, Rich, and Ted with you. Bottom of the hour, we'll get into some of what Bill O'Brien had to say today following the Texans' 24-13 loss to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. 49ers coming up this weekend. Texans back at home at NRG Stadium. So, the College Football Playoff Committee yesterday morning unveiled the four-team bracket, and there were no real surprises over the weekend with respect to the Power Five conference title games. Georgia, by the time that game kicked off, was actually a small favorite against Auburn. Maybe the only surprise there was just how badly Georgia beat up Auburn.
The blowout nature of three of the games, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Clemson, I don't think was anticipated.
Yeah, I would say Oklahoma, yes, but Georgia and Clemson, well, Clemson was a 12-point favorite by the time that kicked off. So anyways, the favorites all won. So the committee was left with a decision to make, probably the most discussed decision that they've had to make in the 4 years that there's been a college football playoff. Who would be the fourth team? They picked Alabama, and they cited Ohio State's 31-point loss to Iowa as the main reason.
I think it was pretty simple. I don't think it was a very hard call for the committee. I think it was pretty black and white. I mean, maybe I know there are some dissenters out there, people who think Ohio State should have gotten stronger consideration. My two things are, number one, that a 31-point loss at Iowa, and are we forgetting that Ohio State lost two games and Alabama lost one? I mean, it's like that doesn't matter. Of course it matters.
Yeah. It absolutely does. The other game they lost was in Columbus. They lost by 15 at home early in the season to Oklahoma, who's a top five team.
You know what you like? You like that the committee is going to maybe, put the team in there that's maybe hot, that maybe is playing the best right now. And I know it looks like Ohio State maybe is that team because they just played a championship game. But you can't lose to Iowa like you did. You can't. I mean, you have to make the regular season count for something. I mean, you had a two-loss Auburn team in there, in the top four before they got, they lost in the championship game. So you have to have a committee that is objective, that looks at all the evidence. To me, they got it right. To me, this was simple. This was a no-brainer. They got it absolutely right. Yeah. I know conference championship games should weigh more than other things, but it shouldn't be the end-all be-all.
Well, and the criteria that the committee has put forth says they do. So they're a little bit kind of contradicting themselves, but it's not like it's set in stone. And, yeah, there's a little bit of intangible involved here also. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a smell test factor, I think, involved. And honestly, as good as Ohio State looked at times this season, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a majority of hardcore college football fans that would make a case that Ohio State is better than Alabama.
Yeah, there are very few. Here's the thing. Here's what people will do. When the committee says, when the committee will specifically cite things that they factor in, then people who are defending or arguing for a certain team will attach to that thing and mythically make it up like it's supposed to be more than it is. Well, look, the committee said that they factor in conference championships, so if they ignore Ohio State, that means they're not factoring it in. No, it doesn't. It means they factored it in, and it wasn't enough to cancel out the fact that you lost by 31 to a 7-5 football team, and the fact that every average team, you let kind of hang around in games. Right. You let Michigan hang around. You needed a miracle fourth quarter by JT Barrett to beat Penn State by 1 point. This is, I've been saying this for 3 weeks. This is not an Ohio State team that's as good as the Ohio State teams of the last 3 years.
I agree.
That simple.
And if you're stacking Ohio State versus Alabama, just trying to figure out who's the best team, if it were a coin flip kind of scenario, then it would mean something, I think, that Ohio State won that conference championship game. It might be the deciding factor. If this was a coin flip, I think that it wasn't, sort of reflects the fact that the committee considered them probably a significantly better team than Ohio State.
Yeah. Are we looking at this and going, oh, You know, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Auburn, USC, they all got screwed. Those are the final, other than four teams, five through eight. And you go, okay, is this season, you know, a lot of people want to say that maybe this was the year for an 18 playoff. I'm not so sure, man. I think they got it right, man. I think they absolutely got it right, and it was going to look like it was going to be utter chaos, but everything kind of fell in place where, to me, it was obvious the four teams were put in.
Just because they got it right, though, doesn't mean it couldn't conceivably be better than what they have right now. They got it right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It would have been better for us, for the 18 conspiracy theorists like myself, if they had screwed it up somehow, but they didn't screw it up.
But you're okay with, if you put in eight teams, then the regular season doesn't have nearly as much. I mean, there'd be teams that can maybe rest guys and you can afford to lose a lot, you know, lose a game at the end of the season, and they're not playing, you know, maybe all their guys because they know even with a loss, they can still get into the playoffs. I just feel like there'd be a lot of that going on.
I think what would be interesting, Ted, if you did the 18 playoff, then clearly what you would have is those five Power 5 conference title games all of a sudden become de facto playoff games. Not elimination games, because to your point, some of the losers of those games would have found their way into the playoff under that scenario. I think what would be interesting would be how would teams treat their non-conference games if the conference, if winning your conference was essentially a way to play your way into the playoffs without having to leave it up to the committee, right? If that was a hard and fast, mathematically defined way to get into the playoffs, I think it would be interesting to see how teams would treat those three or four non-conference games they have. Would they load up with good games like a lot of teams have now? Everybody's loading up with good games now because it's a beauty contest for everybody. But if you're a team that feels like, hey, you know what? Let's just put all our eggs in the conference basket and let's make sure we don't take any hits in these other four games. And then we'll worry about it that way. I think it would, from that standpoint, I think it would be bad for college football to have the 18 playoff because I think teams, their tendency would be to schedule down in the games outside of the conference if the conference became an automatic route into the postseason.
That makes sense, yes. But there's got to be some trade-off if you're going to add that extra layer on the back end.
Right, and that's why I don't want the extra layer.
Right, and I think it's worth it because I think it's a pretty seamless transition because those five Power 5 conference championship games do come with automatic bids to the playoffs. So that's easy. You've got five easy teams in, and then there's some debate, obviously, as to whether you include the top group of five team and two at-larges or three at-larges, whatever you want. But I don't think it would take a whole lot of radical adjustments to the sport for this to happen.
It's functionally you're just adding four more games or whatever it is. Adding quarterfinals. I fear it's a lot
for the kids too, man. I don't know. I mean, we're sitting here. It's like
You can't adjust on the front end and eliminate some of these early season games.
But Rich, you're only talking about eight teams that are playing in these quarterfinals. Yeah, talking about eliminating one game of the entire regular season for 120 teams. Those are big paydays for those schools.
Pay these kids. I mean, it's just more money for the schools. It's a multi-billion dollar industry already.
I agree with that.
If you want to start adding, you know, eight teams in the playoffs, then pay these kids.
Be a good way to sell it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they got the four teams right. I think that, look, Alabama is actually favored by the odds makers to win this thing.
Yeah, so they got it right,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and there were some interesting arguments coming from other corners of the at-large universe. You know, like you said, Ted, the four teams left out, Auburn, USC, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. Even the four teams that are in the playoff right now are flawed. Mm-hmm. Clemson lost to Syracuse. Georgia lost by 23 in the middle of November.
Oklahoma lost to Iowa State.
Mm-hmm. At home, they lost to Iowa State. And then Alabama, of course.
You're making my case for eight right now.
No. What I'm making the case for is Alabama, you could argue, maybe even has the least flawed resume of everybody. The fact that their one loss was a 12-point loss in the Iron Bowl to a rival on the road. Everybody else has a worse blemish on their record. Alabama has their blemish is the least egregious of all the blemishes out there.
Main thing is this committee was formed to get it right, regardless of who wins the conference championship, who are the four best teams, and I think they got the four best teams.
Yep. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.